this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this with we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is November 23rd, 2017, this is Geeks Next Door, episode 87, I think. It's Thanksgiving. Turkey Day.
Happy Turkey Day.
What's going on?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Without Ryan, because he likes to ditch us, that's okay.
Classic Ryan.
Anybody eating? Should be eating. This is supposed to be our leftover podcast, where we eat while we talk.
I can't get leftovers.
Go I could go upstairs and get a whole bunch.
I had some pecan pie just a little ago.
Oh, you suck. You all suck.
Well, why?
I don't get it. Why would we suck? Because we have leftovers?
Why didn't you take some home with you?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm retarded.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. did everyone eat the regular stuff?
All the brown stuffs.
Yeah, that's the best part about it.
It's all brown. Everything that you eat.
When in brown, drink it down, right?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we didn't have anything special. How about you?
Yeah. No, absolutely not. Everything was delicious. And I mean, Tiffany made a roulade, which is basically just a chicken or turkey breast that's rolled up with all the stuffing in the middle, which is pretty good. So it basically looked fancier. But it tasted really much the same.
So instead of putting your hand up the ass of a turkey, you cut it open, flayed it out, and wrapped your stuffing around the turkey.
No, inside.
Other way around. You just wrapped the turkey around the stuffing.
Yeah.
So. Seems more healthy and sanitary instead of putting it up a turkey butt.
Right?
Just saying.
Maybe. But, it was good. Mashed potatoes, gravy,
cheesy potatoes.
Cheesy potatoes are okay. It's like, but I will always take mashed potatoes over cheesy potatoes every day.
Me too. True. Especially if there's gravy.
Yep.
No,
I kind of. That's a hard concept because I kind of like the cheesy potatoes a lot.
Hard concept.
Now, cheesy potatoes are like, I think, feel more Easter to me because cheesy potatoes and ham seem to go together. That's but turkey
true.
And mashed potatoes seem to go together.
Also,
gotta have the mashed potatoes. Gotta have a little bit of corn. Gotta put a little bit of turkey in there. Some pepper, some gravy. Mix it all together.
Fuck
and you got
that.
Yourself a KFC.
You're a crazy man. Fuck that shit.
Might as well just go get a potato bowl.
Hey, gravy or no gravy?
Gravy all the time.
If there is no gravy, do you still eat the mashed potatoes?
With a lot of butter.
Yeah, with butter, but if you're making mashed potatoes, there needs to be something on it.
It's just not
like
the same, is it? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if there's a special, like, pea sauce goes on mashed potatoes.
Well, see, that's the thing, is, like, that's how I know it's part of the meal, because, like, I saw mashed potatoes, I didn't see gravy, I was like, ah, fuck, I don't know if I want to eat those mashed potatoes. But then I saw the gravy in the gravy bowl, and I was like, oh,
right.
I want, now it's a complete meal, now I can eat that.
Right.
So, ideally, the mashed potatoes are just a vessel or transportation device for the gravy.
No, they're all one coherent unit.
One.
No sauce, it's just one thing. Mashed potatoes and gravy, one thing.
Gravy's not a sauce.
No, gravy's not.
Well, everybody's back, and the family is pretty much in bed, it looks like, so thanks for joining us on this holiday night. Most people are not here. I mean, most people are doing shit. Like, I tried to go get a haircut, it's closed. I tried to go to the gym, it's closed. It sucks.
I know. I was pissed. I'm like, I could go to the gym this morning and get my sweat on, but fuck the that being closed.
What I really want to know, besides Adam's gym life, is did you guys do your homework this week?
What was your homework?
Yes, I did.
Adam honestly forgot his homework.
Paul passed.
I haven't had homework like this week.
No. Our homework. Last week, I ended the show by saying, ask your spouse what her step-out celebrity is, who, if she sees him in Vegas on a work trip and you guys have agreed to it, and she can take a one night whatever she wants with this person. And then I asked to make sure that's okay that you share.
I forgot to ask her.
You son of a motherfucker. Oh my god.
I can tell you. Right now. Go upstairs right now.
You wake her up and you say, who are you dreaming about?
Would you rather fuck besides me? Just kick open the door real quick and say, who would you rather fuck besides me?
Ron from accounting, motherfucker.
I can give you a small list.
I like the fact that it's a small list. And it's all people that she knows.
Well, Adam, you don't get to join us then. It's very sad, man. What the fuck? Uh-oh. Very sad. Well.
We'll just hang up on you now.
Well, no, not that bad. Jesus. Okay, anybody want to start that's not Adam? Because Adam didn't play with us.
I will tell you.
Come on, do it. You got this.
So I'm starting with her or myself?
Nobody said anything about you. I don't care about you.
About you. I'm just wondering who I need to dress up as for Halloween.
So she's actually got two.
What the fuck? Is this a Ryan answer? We said one?
They're very... Oh, I know, right? They're very similar. But the one person she finds like really, really cute and would like be all over is a former Minnesota Viking football player, Ben Lieber.
Who?
Ben Lieber.
He's stopped playing a few years ago. He was a linebacker and got the shaved head. He's half Korean, so it kind of hits all her buckets.
What?
I kind of want to know what her buckets are now.
Buckets are, yeah. It's like if she makes it all the way to the sixth bucket, she gets a brand new crisp $50 bill from like Bozo the Clown.
So that's her primary, and then her secondary is the younger version of Vin Diesel, not the older.
wait, the younger version. Younger Vin Diesel. I am Groot. Okay, so she's got a type. They look very similar, honestly, in their images.
Yep, and they do.
It's weird, that type's not you, man.
Nope.
You better shave your head.
I think you should shave your head. I think that would be great if you shaved your head.
I'm not long for it, so I might as well jump on the bandwagon.
Just rolled in there and just like, oh yeah. Oh, old and busted Vin Diesel. That's funny.
Well, that is an old Vin Diesel. How about that? Cool. Well, awesome. Thanks, Teller. Thanks for that. It's good to know. What the fuck is this picture?
What are you talking about? Adam's got nothing to do. He's just Googling pictures.
What was he in? Like, what was the other movie that they tried to make that was a franchise of his? Like, the X movie or something?
Oh, Triple X.
Oh, yeah, Triple X.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they make, like, four of those or something?
That's where she kind of, like, oh, he's kind of cute, was that first one. And then the third one, when he actually comes back, was like, oh, God, no.
Holy shit, they did. They made a bunch of them. Triple X, Triple X State of the Union, Triple X Return of Xander Cage, the final chapter, The Death of Xander Cage.
Yeah, because basically, he was there for the first one, and then he didn't come on because they didn't give him enough money for the second one, so it was Ice Cube on the second one. And then the third one, they were both together, and and then the fourth one, I think he died.
Okay.
They did a fourth one?
Yeah.
I only remember the third one.
The Death of Xander Cage, yeah. I like these Wikipedia graphs where they show you who's in each movie and where it overlaps and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Huh. Man, there was a lot of people in the first one that died, apparently. They never came back.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you? You want to throw yours out there just because you offered? And don't say there's two.
Oh. Well, there were, but... No, we've been talking about her for quite some time lately, but Karen Gillian.
Man, what the fuck? You're stealing my shit. Why you gotta steal my... Get off my fucking Kool-Aid, motherfucker. Goddamn.
Yeah, see, that's your problem. You guys are gonna both fight.
Oh, it'll be a quick fight. I'll get Vin Diesel to roll up into his house. He'll be like, no, I gotta get home quickly. All right, Dave, what about
that's
you, man?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel. And like young Vin Diesel back before he turned all... gravelly, and he's like, family.
That's not him.
That's all he says. He's like, family.
Oh, you're thinking, I am Groot. I am Groot. He's saying,
Oh, shit.
After the first Triple X, he did The Pacifier or whatever. He tried to do a family movie, and it was...
The Pacifist?
Oh, yes, the pacifier.
Okay, Dave, what about your significant other? And if it's a fucking chef, I'm going to get angry.
No. Boom. Mark Ruffalo. He likes Mark Ruffalo.
Wait, Mark Ruffalo as Mark Ruffalo or Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk? Because
doesn't matter.
She wants Bruce Banner.
Because I got to say, I know I like Bruce Banner better, you know, because he's got more PhDs.
Right. Yep.
True.
Yeah. Just likes him. He just, like, she really likes that guy. And I'm just like, all right, cool.
Nothing wrong with that. Everyone's got
the, No. They, yeah. Like a shaggy man. Which I can do.
You can do.
I do shaggy pretty decently.
Can you pull out that smolder look?
And yeah, like he's been in a bunch of movies, like the smaller movies that she really likes and stuff like that. So, you know, she just likes that guy.
Okay,
which is pretty cute. Which is cool because you can always say like, here, throw Mark Ruffalo in front of you and be like, I'm gonna go do this other thing.
That's your pocket Mark Ruffalo you're rolling around with.
Right, here you go. Here's Mark Ruffalo. Get out of here.
All right. Well, Amy's is this gentleman right here. Jensen what? Ackles.
Oh, Supernatural fan.
So that's hers. She used to like the other dude in that show, but then he got too big. That's what she told me.
What?
That's what I said.
What does that mean?
That's what I said. That's literally what I said.
It's going to be pretty sweet. She's going to be like, Chris, I used to like you, but you got too big.
I'm Bye. Worried. I got to tell you, I'm a little worried.
That's what she's like. Yes. Yeah, Chris, why don't you go to the gym more? Go to the gym. Get all bulked up so I have a way out. It was in the wedding contract.
It makes no sense.
If Chris gets too big.
I don't understand it. Okay, Adam, why don't you go ahead and theorize one? Let's theorize one for her, for your wife, and what you think it might be. And then next week you can like confirm or deny or add another one on.
Okay, so she tells me she doesn't have a type, so which makes it which makes it interesting.
She just has to say that so you're not racist. She says she's not racist.
Right. But I'd say it's probably Chris Hemsworth. Or Chris Hemsworth. The Rock. Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Hemsworth.
It's gonna be
Chris,
awesome with that.
Who's Chris Hemsworth?
Isn't it Chris Hemsworth?
No.
Hemsworth.
Whatever.
He's on the helm. He's steering the ship on the helm. Don't worry about it.
Right. He's the helmsman.
Or
Chris Hemsman.
Helmsman. Or it would be, I don't know, probably somebody like, fucking, who plays Sherlock Holmes? Can't think of his name.
Cumberbatch?
Cumberbatch. Obviously.
Cumberbatch.
Data? Yeah, we have a whole bunch of people.
Cumberbatch. Okay.
You know this is supposed to be her, not you, right?
Right, Adam's just like naming people.
That's the joke, folks.
Oh, like if I could get in with
this up last week.
Like if I get in with Chris Hemsworth, and the Cumberbatch can be behind and over here, and Data's in the corner jerking off.
Not gay.
And the whole time, Robert Downey Jr. is like,
All right, cool. Yeah, you'll have to confirm since you didn't do your homework. Ryan's here. Hey, Ryan, what's up, buddy? Good to see
just
you.
In time.
Stop drinking your drink. Yeah.
No, not much. Ryan,
good. Good to see you as well.
What famous person does your wife want to fuck? That's not you.
Yeah, did you do your homework?
I forgot.
God, motherfucker.
God damn,
Jesus
just walk
Christ.
Out the room. Walk out the room. She's still
alive. Well, yeah. Let me be honest. I thought that I didn't know we were going to get together this Thursday. I thought we might be next Thursday.
You always be prepared, Boy Scout, bitch.
I'm always procrastinate, you know. That's also a successful way of going about things.
Ryan just doesn't want to know. Headset down. Put the headset down. Go out the door right now.
No.
I'll text
her.
I'll text her.
No. Is she in bed? Is she in bed?
No, she's not.
Go whisper in her ear. What other guy do you want to fuck?
Adam was going to kick over the door and say, are you fucking a famous guy in your dreams? If so, who is?
Like, no, it's Ron from accounting.
Make sure you ask if she's okay sharing it as well. We don't want to run into any problems there. Okay, we're putting together a pretty good team here. We got Ben Lieber. slash Vin Diesel morphing into one.
It's like
we got the other half of the Hulk and one half of Supernatural. All right, pretty well. And,
right,
whatever and Adam possibly, thinks might possibly. Be. Who knows?
All right, but Adam, what's your famous lady of choice?
I knew you were going to ask that.
This is a tough one.
It really is. I don't know. All right. That's it's not easy.
No, it's easy. Me. It's very easy. It's the easiest question in the world. Like, who is walking around? And you're like, yep, that'll do.
Sarah Underwood,
especially
maybe?
Since you've had an entire week to think about it.
Sarah Underwood?
Who's Sarah? Whole
week? How about like your whole life?
Right. Exactly. It's not like
this isn't a hard thing.
Who's Sarah Underwood? Tell me who she is.
Hold on.
Sarah Jean Underwood?
Tell me who she is. Like where is she from?
She's just like a Playboy model.
I can find
no,
pictures.
She is?
What is her claim to fame? Being hot?
Well, she was on Return of the Show, wasn't she? Or what was that video game show she was on? Can't think.
What? Says she's an American model, television host, and actress.
Television host.
Who was chosen as Playmate of the Month for July of 2006.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying, Adam.
Oh, Amber's
See, I don't know. I'm just trying to... Oh, crap.
She's like, what the fuck question did you just ask me three
she's,
times?
She's writing it down. Handed it to her.
Uh-oh. Who is it?
She gave him the picture she keeps in her wallet.
She's got a list of 15 of them or like something.
Like just name a few. They're in no particular order.
I don't know. You know who I like.
Ryan?
What's up?
So, do you have the list?
Oh, no, these are not the list. This is just papers.
The picture of
it would be way better. It would be way better.
Like a huge list. Like, here's my list. Been waiting for you to ask. That would have been better. I agree. That is not the case.
Well, what was it?
She hasn't responded yet. She actually came up.
Literally was in the same room as you.
I said, "Did you get the text?" She just hasn't responded yet.
She said yes.
So
you
didn't just ask her right then and there.
I did. Well, I kind of did by saying, did you get the text? And so my text asks the question and says, if you want to partake. So that doesn't put her on the spot if she wants to not partake.
But that's half the fun, is putting them on the spot.
And that's why your wife will soon be with Vin Diesel.
Good for her if she can pull that one off. I can give her a high five.
No, not Hannah. Sorry, we talked about it earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think she might say that guy... from Maroon 5, what's his name? Draw a blank. The one you Adam. Think is hot too, Chris.
Adam Levine?
I knew you were going with that. You were like, oh my god.
No, what the? Oh yeah, Adam. What's his last name?
Levine?
Adam Levine. Yeah.
That's your guess, huh?
Yeah, she. I think she said that before, but I'm not sure it was official, the chosen one, or just you know. Oh, Amber said Harvey Weinstein.
What? She knows exactly the kind of thing she's getting into, though.
She'll That's be true. In all the movies.
She'd probably be a millionaire. That's true. Pretty smart, actually.
So we had a debate at home this evening, and I was outnumbered 2-1, and it kind of annoyed me. This person that I just shared, she's an old actress, Vivien Leigh. Is she skinny, or is she? I don't know. Would you consider her skinny, or would you consider her? What do you consider her?
I would say she looks thin. Skinny to me is like a term you use for someone that's especially thin, I guess.
Okay, thin. I guess thin's a better word. I think we actually talked about the word thin instead of like skinny or anything. And I know it's tough because fucking all they used to do was shoot from like the head up or something.
Right.
And here's another one. God, you can't really tell from this picture. Fuck. Because I have maintained that for the last 100 years or so, the image of beauty in our society is a fairly thin image. you know, because back in the Renaissance, it was bigger. They painted women that were bigger and had more curves and stuff. And while I think that curves were fine, you know, back in the 20s and 30s, I still think, like, the pinup models had curves, but we would consider them kind of thin today still, because that's what society tells us is beautiful, right? What's your thoughts on this?
So, the Renaissance idealism of the perfect woman, so they were thicker ladies because they were used, like, it was a status symbol. Yeah, so the more
that.
Fat you were, right?
Yep, we understand that. You're well fed, so, you're healthy, right? But we transitioned away from that somewhere along the way. Like, if you look at models today, they're ridiculous. Like, honestly, I don't like women that I can break with one arm. But that's what we use for our models in TV. Like, not all of them, of course, but a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, when did we kind of start shifting over to that? To that whole, you have to be a zero, size zero or whatever, instead of whatever.
I don't know. It probably had to do with something after...
feminism?
Like, no. After, like, the Great Depression or something like that. Because it seems like that's when we got movies and stuff like that, and that's when you started getting television.
You mean, like, the separatist movement?
I'm not talking about movements at all. I'm just talking about, like, after the Great Depression is when you started getting, you moved away from radio. Like, you could be like, you know, when they said, like, when you heard Kennedy versus Nixon on the radio, and Nixon won on the radio, but Kennedy won on television because of the way people looked. People, like, started looking at them and saying, like, hey, that's a really good, attractive guy. That guy does not look that good. Something must be wrong with him. So I don't know when people started equating, like, that, but it had to be, like, television and movies.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant suffrage movement.
Yeah, because you would be able to see famous people, and then what famous people did, people started idealizing as, that's the right thing to do because these people are famous, they must be doing something right.
Okay.
So, That's the only thing. It's like, because if you just hung out with your normal family and stuff like that, and then your normal family were bigger people, you would never look upon someone who was a bigger person as not you. It would just, I don't know where you would drive your, like, your, like, I don't know where it actually comes from. That's weird.
I have no idea. That's a question I honestly don't have a clue.
Right, because, so I linked that, the next picture, Giovanni Bellini's, biography link to an image of a woman in the Renaissance painted. Very much not probably what you would see on the TV today, on the posters today. Especially compared to the other two above her that were back in the, what, 40s or something like that?
Right.
So I don't know. I've said the last 100 years or so, our image of beauty has been thin, or society's image of beauty has been thin.
Yes.
And I was laughed at. I was laughed Why? At, guys. I said, no, you're so wrong.
So what did they say about Vivien Leigh?
Wait, why did they say you were wrong?
Because images I linked, they said, is not thin. That's not a thin woman. That's where we have a problem. That's where we
are. All right. She is 5'3", 112 pounds.
That's thin.
She has got a 32A bust, 23-inch waist, and 33-inch hips.
So
that's a small person.
I don't know. But, I mean, I kind of get what they're saying, because I think we just had a miscommunication. So that's an image of a size zero model or whatever, right?
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, she's fine. But it's not like I'm going to be like, yeah! Oh, God. Some of these are terrible, though. Like that, that's ugh.
That's like death's door right there.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I just thought I'd get your guys' opinions on it, because, I don't know, I think I'm right here. I think I'm right.
I'm going to support you in it, because one of the five kings says something, it must be true, so... Also, I thought about, like, Amy's dad was like, Klaatu, Barata, Nikto, what movie am I saying? And I was going to be Army of Darkness.
Yeah, I talked obviously. About that today.
How many, like, other? You could be Star Wars as well, or Return of the Jedi.
He was not talking about Army of Darkness, by the way. He was talking about where it originally came from.
War of the Worlds.
Right, I know.
Because their characters in Return of the Jedi.
He also said that. He said, I didn't know there were also characters and blah, 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 blah.
Know your history.
All right. Well, to get back to it. All right. So if... What is... Chris, what was your lady that you liked?
What's her name?
Karen, what's her name?
Karen Gillian.
I don't know. Fucking Karen Gillian, the one that Dave stole from me, obviously.
Like,
we gotta sing that Michael Jackson now. The girl is mine. No, the girl's mine.
Right.
That's right. If she brings her friend Ming-Na Wen, I'll go there.
Ming-Na Wen?
I don't know what that is.
Oh. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You mean from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Sure.
She was also on ER, because Tiffany was watching a bunch of ER, because one of the channels just shows a million ER episodes. For me, personally, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, especially after her rap video. She kind of cemented it right there.
Yep, exactly.
I want to fuck you, too!
Right? You're just like, what?
That's good.
I like, just regular famous people. Adam's like, I want like a Playboy lady.
No, I just don't know. I honestly don't know.
I think it was a fine answer. The heart wants what the heart wants. No.
And I'm it's really not even that.
Ryan has.
Ryan, so what's the word?
Hey, what I missed, sorry.
Amber wants to join into this or not?
She said Harvey Weinstein.
Alright,
so obviously
no. Seen
that's cool. Alright. Alright, you have 99.9% of the power of the five kings. Now you've lost 0.1%.
I second that.
I can use my power wisely. I'm
pretty sure one of the rules is we can't strip each other's power.
Whoa, this wasn't stripping power. This was taking some power away and redistributing it to them. I'm giving some of his power to you.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe he can
earn
some of it back, depending on what his choice
is. If it comes at the loss of somebody else's power, I don't want it. That's just the kind of benevolent ruler I am. Now, I got a vote to do. So, Adam, Ryan, you ready to vote on my side?
What's the vote? Yeah, I'm ready to vote. You have my ear.
Who is yours?
I'm trying to find her name.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe that's even worse.
Tell her where she's from.
Of course, I have three. But I'm gonna go with the one that's the least like common. I think I know.
Yeah, Hannah, like any big bald dude would comes walking my way, I'm all over it.
All right,
that girl that's in lots of she's in lots of movies, but she's in a horror movie. She was in a horror movie,
porno,
where like.
Wait, a girl in a horror movie. We can figure this out. Okay,
we've talked about her before, but she's kind of it was a movie. I remember that they were in like a house that was. I'm trying to remember what the bad guy was.
A haunted house, okay.
Is it Naomi Campbell from Scream?
No. God, I cannot remember what the name.
Can you tell us the plot whatsoever?
No, he can't. He can tell us the feeling of the movie, but not.
Yeah, the feeling was they were in this house that wasn't fully made, and they were talking. Some people were talking, and I think there was a pool of something involved, like the pool of something evil. It was one of those. Was it about? God damn!
I don't know. What was it about?
I can't remember the movie. Let's try to think of another movie she's in. She's in lots of movies, but they're not. She's always she's like a B plus actress.
Jesus Christ, this is not your first
ad.
Yes. Give me a second, and I can find it. I gotta search for a movie. I don't know what it is or what the plot was or anything.
All I'm doing is scary movie house evil pool.
What does she look like?
Rose McGowan.
She's like. Pale skin, big eyes.
Is she an anime character?
Kinda. very. She's hard. She's really hot. That's why she's on the list.
What color hair?
Oh, it's blonde.
I think I found her. This girl, right?
That's an anime character, Chris. I'm pretty sure that's
not. Does she also go?
Oh shit, what's your face? I know who exactly you're talking about.
I knew you would, Dave. You had it in you. I'm looking
Courtney Cox?
No.
No. Well, fuck, she's terrible.
Just like,
Copy image here.
Let's see. Haunted house with pool. Girl hot.
Haunted house. Right there.
Yes. That's not the best picture of her, but what's her name?
It's Amanda Siegfried.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or Siegfried. Yeah.
I've seen her live.
American Beauty, man. Come on. Just say American Beauty. We all know who you mean.
Ryan, I've seen her in person. She's tiny.
And American Beauty.
Isn't she?
No, that's that other
You're thinking of she's the girl that looks like her is in American Beauty.
Oh, they're the exact same actress, sorry. They just
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes.
She is?
She was in Mean Girls.
I never watched that movie.
She was an alpha dog. Mamma Mia.
What's this girl's name?
Mamma Mia. Amanda Siegfried.
Amanda Siegfried, yeah.
She was Cosette in La Mis.
I don't actually know her very well. I thought she was the other girl. She looks exactly like the other fucking girl.
She looks similar, I'll give you that.
Okay.
She's a pretty
the
lady.
Horror movie with the... I know what you're talking about. Jennifer's Body. The one that had... Yep.
Was it about pregnancy in some ways, or a child, or like I remember it being
basically,
like
she was like the less attractive friend to whatever her face was. Megan Fox, and Megan Fox gets possessed by a demon and eats people and stuff like that, and so yeah. But the whole reason that they possessed a demon was because some like indie band wanted to like. Become famous and stuff like that, so it was pretty fun. It was alright. I know me and Ryan, we saw that. I remember it now.
Thank you, Dave. I knew you'd remember.
I just had to go like, okay, that is considered a black comedy, Ryan.
Which one is which?
They are similar.
They look identical.
Yeah.
I can see how the similarities there, but definitely different.
All right, so that's your first one. That took, an hour. What's your second one?
Wait, I thought I only got one. I was going to follow the rules for once. I guess I don't know why.
Oh, okay, cool.
I can keep going if you want me to. But... okay, I'll go.
No, we're good. We're good. That's fine. If your wife ever gets back to us, let us know. Same thing with you, Adam. I'm actually making a calendar. But I'm going to dress up with all these people for each month, so it's going to be awesome. It's kind of like Dave's idea, but I took it a step further.
Yeah, but I still get like 20% of the profits when you sell it online.
All right, I guess.
So, like, do we have to decide if we want your face superimposed on their body or their face superimposed on your body? Is
no,
that the choice?
It's just going to be me dressed up with my body and my face.
Right.
Oh, man. All right.
This is going to be hard to pull off.
He just writes their name at the bottom.
Yeah.
This is me as Ben Lieber.
It's like when really bad people
this
are
is me
doing
as Amanda
impressions.
Siegfried.
Hey, I'm Richard Nixon. Hey.
That's pretty funny. Though.
All right, cool. Did we talk about Justice League last week? Or no?
No,
because we were going to go to it on Friday.
I thought so. I wasn't sure. Let's get into that. That'll probably take up the bulk of our fucking time here because there's a lot of shit to talk about. Right. Somebody start. A Justice League segment.
Adam, do it. You're the king.
What happened in Justice League? Oh, we saw fucking...
your boy.
Aquaman in all his glory. That was pretty sweet.
Did we? Did we see him in all his glory?
Well, we didn't see his manhood.
You got to see his shirt off. That's pretty good, right?
Jesus Christ.
That's another one. Jason Momoa. Joey asked me this week. She's like, I didn't know Jason Momoa was in Justice League, so that could be another one for Joy.
Okay.
Oh.
I like the fact that both you and Joy are sexually attracted to the same men.
Hey, it gives us something to talk about and bond over.
Right?
Right? You're like, Aquaman, she's like, Aquaman!
Oh, you want to read another Aquaman comic? Yes.
Okay, so... Yeah, well...
She's reading her Aquaman fanfic she finds on the internet. Right.
So, Adam, let's start it off with this way. Give us one thing you liked about the movie and one thing you disliked about the movie.
I liked Aquaman. That was pretty badass.
What specifically about Aquaman?
I liked that... I liked the line where they were like, yeah... I hear you can talk to fishes.
They did put that a few times. That was good.
And Aquaman's like, more like I can talk to the water. So I thought that was pretty badass.
Okay, so you like one specific moment. How did you think his portrayal of him was, like, as far as other Aquaman?
Not my favorite Aquaman to have. Ooh. I prefer... Well, so that backstory is not my favorite. My favorite is the middle backstory, I think it is, where he's already the king of Atlantis, and he's got some power. Wait. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting confused, because...
So he's already accepted his role.
Okay. I think he's already accepted his role. I think I like that better, because he's more of a defender of the sea than he is, like, cast out from it.
I'm more like a sea defender.
Sweet.
And he's more xenophobic in that in his other roles, whereas this is less he's trying to figure out who he is type of thing, instead of being less xenophobic. So yeah. It's not my
I mean, they
favorite.
They definitely had that in there where he was trying to be xenophobic, but, you know.
It didn't register that much. And the Aquaman I like is like, get out of Atlantis. I don't want you here.
I don't know. I mean, he really wasn't even going to be it until he got attacked, right? He was like, fuck you guys, until his hot girlfriend got attacked or whatever. She was the best part of Aquaman for me.
She wasn't... That's the weird thing. It's like, they didn't even talk about that. They didn't hash out that relationship. They didn't even say they were, like, hot for each other.
I don't even think they were technically together.
They're not together,
right? Right? They're not. Yeah. So, it's really odd.
Well, I mean, you have an entire movie for that, right?
Right. You can't go and say, like, because you know how messed up that would be if you're like, here's a bunch of new characters. Oh, by the way, we're just going to say that they have tons of backstory and not tell you about any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, really hard to deal.
Yeah, I kind of actually like they just give you a tidbit, right? They're like, here's a little bit of a tickle, you know, a little bit of a little bit. And if you want more, come see the movie if we finally make it.
Right.
So they talk to Momoa about him and why... so many of his scenes were deleted because between him and, like, the majority of the cuts that they made in timing for the timing wise were between him and Cyborg.
Timey-wimey.
And because supposedly, like, William Dafoe's character was going to show up and all
that. Right, his uncle.
Master. So he said this movie was more about a weekend in his life. And not really about why is he grumpy, why is he hiding, why, you know, these were all scenes that were cut from the movie, and deciding to really save that for an actual movie about him.
Yeah, I like that analogy. I like that analogy of this is just a part of his life, we don't need to tell you about it, this is a fucking part of his life, deal
with it. And they kind of did the same with Cyborg. Cyborg, they had a whole bunch of backstory scenes that we saw in the trailer of him playing football, and they had a scene of the actual accident and all that. They cut all that because they're like, again, this is just...
You don't need it. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Cool. So,
you didn't like that Aquaman stuff, but you liked Aquaman.
Yeah. I mean, I like that he's in it, that he's getting exposure, because fucking Aquaman needs help getting out there. People need to know he's not a pussy.
I thought he was super strong, man. He don't need no help. Strong man stands alone.
Right?
That's not the saying.
That's literally the opposite of the saying.
Right. Right.
All right, Ryan, what about you? How did you feel about the movie?
I felt it was a good movie. And I think Aquaman did a good job of being he seemed pretty much a badass. Like, you know, he didn't necessarily own the battles in the sense, but, like, he seemed like he was a badass. Where my history of dealing with Aquaman and you guys and making fun of Adam is about Aquaman being a giant pussy. And he did a good job of dispelling that for me.
Some would say he might have got the biggest blow of the fight in, though, at the end. He kind of, fucking does some
pierced
shit.
Pierced his skin.
Yeah. That, so, anyways. Okay. Sure.
But I thought the movie was, I think that it's kind of hard because you're kind of comparing them with the whole series and everything like that. But I think I like the fact that this was a continuation of a storyline. Why are you mouthing shit to me? And I like, because you know what I mean? Like, they're doing, that's kind of fun that they're continuing a storyline and it seemed cohesive and they tied things together. That said, like, you're comparing it with the it's like they're being Marvel-like, so I think that there's a risk they're going to be competing with Marvel, which they kind of are anyways, but it's tough.
It's like the one company they're directly competing with.
Right. Yeah, it's true. But I thought it was pretty good. I think they did a good job. I was distracted by the overlays mouth changes on Superman.
Which is weird, because I didn't even notice that, but yeah, I think most of them might have, honestly. I guess I don't look at people's mouths when they talk. I don't know why.
There was one screen grab that I saw that had, like, the mouth was, like, shifted up to, like, right underneath the nose. Like, they just kind of moved it up, and then it had this, like, blank chin. It was a bigger than normal chin, and just, you know, tiny space between the nose and the mouth. It was, yeah.
So I heard that cost $25 million to do.
Yep. Well, and we don't know what they fixed, so to speak, so, like, it's hard to judge if it's worth it, but yeah, that's...
No, it's not. $25 million is a lot of money to remove a mustache.
Well, I mean, if he had a mustache, that certainly would have been bad.
Right, but come on. I can't think of a better way. Like, give the company that he was with, I don't know, $10 million and tell them they have to delay a few weeks or something.
Well, so I listened to Batman on Batman this week and their little review of the movie, and they said, yeah, it was just a dick move by Paramount. Yeah. They just said, nope, you can't do it, you can't do it. And like, Mark Bernardin's like, seriously, you could have gotten a whole bunch of money out of them, let them shave it, and then you spend $19 to put a fake mustache.
That's what Amy said, too. Yeah. But I think it was more like who's got the bigger dick kind of thing. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
we got power now. Fuck you.
Yep.
Which, right. It actually did distract me, and it wasn't that I wanted it to. It's just like one of those things where you see something that's off, and you, like, it keeps catching your eye.
Right, okay.
Like, you don't try to. It's like, that's fucking weird. What's up with his fucking mouth? You know what I mean? That kept happening, and that annoyed me a little bit.
That's pretty funny, though.
Oh, yeah, all right.
You know, if he was in a Marvel movie, they would have said, like, no problem, shave that mustache, bro. Oh, you're owned by Disney? Well, oh, yeah, exactly. Shave it off.
Exactly. All right, Dave, what about you guys? What did you think of the shoot movies?
Sir,
I walked out of it happy. I liked it. I liked it much better than Batman vs. Superman. It still had a dark tone, but not a sad dark tone. I mean, the Batman scenes were at least kind of still gritty when he's in Gotham. I enjoyed that. There are a couple of things that I couldn't put my finger on what was bugging me about it until after I started reading some reviews. Such as using everyone's name pretty open throughout the movie.
They did do that a lot.
Like in the opening scene when he's, you know, catching the thief so he could drive some fear. He's like, hey, Alfred. I mean, come on. You're outwardly saying Alfred in front of this guy.
Yeah.
Or I did like that he let him go.
Superman comes back, they're like, hey, Clark, or hey, Kal-El. I mean, Kal-El would be okay. Everyone knows he's a...
spoilers.
Well, they were kind of alone at that point.
No, there were policemen all over there.
Yeah.
They said Clark? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they certainly... I know when Aquaman, like, said goodbye to Batman when they first met, he said, like, later, Bruce. Yeah. Take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Stay black, different. Bruce Wayne. And
he came there as Bruce Wayne, so that was kind of... I was okay with that. I mean,
sure.
It's not like he was in his bat suit or something like that.
That's true. The other thing felt to me worrisome there, you know. I don't know.
The other thing that bugged me, and this could... I don't know, this might be in Adam's favor here, is one of your main key players in the battle is Aquaman.
He's more powerful than
they did. In the middle of fucking Russia with no water, where you really could have been able to show off his
abilities
with controlling water. Or
whatever. Yeah, I think this was cheaper, and you don't have to fuck around with water effects and stuff.
Yes, and they needed a place in the story where it's like they needed, like, for the story beat, they wanted it to be already like a desolate kind of place.
Yeah.
Where they can bring everything.
I do understand though.
I didn't need an air bubble for them to talk underwater.
I think that was for the audience.
I mean, I didn't need it. I understood it, sure. But I didn't need it.
Right. Let's see. What I really liked is, I really liked the flashback, man, of like when the first time the Amazonians and the Atlanteans and the tribes of man fought back Steppenwolf. And there's fucking the old gods there, fucking Apollo's there, shooting some shit, man. And fucking, dude, the Green Lantern, boom, gets smashed, and the ring just goes like, and flies off, and it's like, oh, I'm going to find someone else. We need another space cop over here on the beat. Like, I really, really like that, like, a lot. I didn't like that it's like, yes, Batman, I used Batman at the beginning to get the guy scared, to get the parademon to come out to capture payment, and then he just let the guy go? The guy was breaking out of people, was breaking into poor people's houses and stuff like that. Like, if the guy would have been like, oh, and then started walking away and stuff, and all of a sudden, and then got strung up, you know, that would have been cool, because then Batman would have still been like, haha, I got you. You thought you got away from me, but you can't. Like, it's just like, Batman would not have forgot that.
Well, maybe he's like, he's been scared so much, he's going to live a good life now, or something, I don't know. He's scared straight,
He's scared straight. I also like anything that Wonder Woman's in. I think any kind of scene that she's in just is great, dude. I think she is the kind of person that, like, elevates the people around her, especially in that role of, I am Wonder Woman, this, I am making everyone better in this role because of, like, the kind of hero she is portraying and the actress portraying.
Yeah, that was kind of a B storyline too, wasn't it, with her? That kind of didn't shine through unless you think about it, like, her accepting of that role instead of just... And that was cool that Batman is the one that to show her that, to be like, you've been hiding for this long, you know, do something.
Right.
Yeah. That's cool.
What about you there, buddy?
I liked a lot of the Batman scenes. I liked the fact that they showed him more cunning, more smart, because he didn't do a whole lot in combat. He did a little bit, you know, but let's be honest, he's up against a fucker that...
he's outpowered easily by everybody.
And he knows that, and he fucking is smart about it. So he did the things like, I'm going to help this way and do this instead. But especially the last battle, like, I don't even remember him doing a whole lot in the last battle, which is fine. Because he should realize, this is a fucking... I mean, is Steppenwolf half god, or what the fuck is he? He's ridiculous, or whatever he is.
Right.
I really like that he said things that tied the two together, the tied movies together, like when he comes to the conclusion that Superman was more human than he is because he lives in that world, and he's of that world where Batman just kind of lives at night and shit like that. That was cool. And like I said, his interaction with Diana, I thought all that was really good. It made the movie for me. It made it... Because you can have things just blow up and people punch each other all you want, but unless there's a little bit more behind it, you know, I don't love it.
Yeah. I think you could tell where Whedon came in. Just kind of added some story elements.
Just like kinda. That, you could tell that whole starting part. It just felt like him a lot, where it's like first person, like the kids videotaping Superman and saying like, hey, what's your... Could you fight a hippo? And it's all like, yeah. It's like, don't ask about hippos. It's like, they're the most dangerous creature. And it's all like, yeah, that is not a Zack Snyder kind of move. Sure. A child portraying that.
Yeah. What'd you guys think of The Flash? How'd you think The Flash did?
He was pretty good. I liked him as a character.
I thought it was better. I liked the comedic interactions that he had. It reminded me of what Flash would be. So,
if they brought the WB in,
he's definitely the younger Flash, the Flash that really doesn't know what to do.
If they brought the WB Flash in, I think it would have not made the movie very good. I think they made the right choice in not bringing in existing Flash.
Well, especially timeline-wise, like that guy knows what he's doing now, and this Flash. Right. He's new. He just pushes people over a few times, like he said.
Right.
Sometimes the Flash, like, his effects didn't look great to me. Like, you know what looked really great moving fast? Wonder Woman, she's like moving fast and deflecting shit. Yeah. That looked awesome. When he was just like, and then he would run, and he would look really awkwardly running, and I'm like...
Yeah, the way they had his feet.
Like, his, like, weird. It's like, it just didn't look like... It looked like he was, like... it looked like what they probably did, had him strung up in something and just go like, run, and they're like, we're going to film it in like 1,000 frames a second, and then we're going to slow it down. It doesn't look like he's touching anything.
Right.
Like, his feet don't look like they're interacting with the... Like, when he did little things, like where he moved fast and like dodged and did stuff like that, that was pretty cool. That was cool, where he's like running down the walls of the silo and like knocking her sword back and like...
That was a cool scene.
Right, that was cool. But like,
another
when
cool
he
scene
ran,
is when he was fighting evil Superman.
Right.
And Superman just... His eyes are just like...
That was fucking badass. I love that shit.
And he's just like, oh shit, this guy's way fast.
And he just trips and falls.
That's the thing I didn't like about this movie, is that they're like... Yeah, cool. Superman's like the ultimate... Like, nobody can be better than Superman.
Kind of is, right?
Kind of is.
In the DC universe, it is. DC universe, yes. Of the main Earthbound heroes, yes.
He's fucking Flash, Superman.
Flash is technically faster than him. We know that for a fact. It's like... But you gotta realize, like, Superman is super, super smart. He is, like... You know, he's not as conniving or as, like... willing to throw his friends under the bus to get things done like Batman is. Batman would be able to, like, if it, like, I got a way to kill you, Superman, because if you go evil, I got to be able to stop you. Like, but he is bound. He's got his own set of guidelines, which keeps him from doing all these, you know, using his power. Like, he doesn't use his powers to his full advantage. Like, so that whole thing where it's like, who would win in a fight between Batman and Superman? Well, if it was, like, mind control, both. Like, Superman would destroy Batman.
That depends if they bring up his mom's name, because we know who wins. We've seen that movie.
Ethos. He's got an ethos.
He does, 100%.
Well, that's kind of neat, right? I mean, that's like, with extreme power comes corruption, and not with Superman. He's kind of supposed to be that bastion of good that, even though he could do a shitload of stuff, he's above that. And But you're right, you forget that he's supposed to be this huge, powerful thing, because the last movie we saw, Batman was kicking his ass. Like, literally, the last scene before he dies, Batman is kicking his ass and about to kill him.
That's the thing. I don't think there's equal... Between the movies, I don't think it's equal power ratio.
It is. I mean, if you watch Batman v Superman, Superman is never going all out against him, right? He's like, if I wanted to, you could be dead. And then
he was holding back.
Yep, and it takes all he needed to set up all these traps and shit and all this stuff to make it work.
He just needed eye lasers to kill him, or his breath weapon to kill Batman.
I like that they brought in, like, the breath, you know, him using his freezing breath. That's great.
That was cool.
Yeah, like, and I like that they went out of their way to say, hey, there are people. You go save them. We'll save them. Like, Superman says, shit, I know you're going to go handle this for, like, 90 seconds. I have to go save a shit ton of people. Because that's what Superman does.
Yeah.
You kind of wonder if, like, the death of Superman was the rebirth of the Superman of old, right? Because... Previous movies, he had a very muted uniform.
Yeah, it's bright.
Costume.
It's bright.
And here it's bright blue, it's bright red. I mean, it was quite the difference.
I did like that scene where he came back and he didn't really know who he was. But Batman's got a contingency. Don't worry, I got a contingency. The big guns.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So what about the story as a whole? Did you guys think the story was okay? Was it too over the top? Was it... I mean, because we're obviously got to keep... That power creep's got to keep going up, right?
Yes.
C+ story.
The story? The story is a very basic story. It's basically... Earth has some sort of items that really bad guy comes to get. Oh, we can't defend them on our own. The Atlanteans can't defend it on their own. The Amazonians can't defend it on their own. We're going to need... everyone to come together to defend it together in order to defeat this great evil, right? Once we work fully together, do we do this? That's one part that I thought was... I did not like. It's all like, okay, sure, Amazonian one, gone. Atlantean one, gone. Boom. They're fighting, right? And they, like, left the box somewhere?
I know.
Yeah.
True. But they did have a big thing to deal with. Superman was angry, right? So...
But I'm just like, you left it!
One of the last things I'll say that I really liked about this movie was that they were a team, working as a team, pretty much throughout. Like, it's what... When you see the team movies and you want the team together and on the same page and working together, this is kind of what you want. Because, like, the last season of fucking Stranger Things. I didn't feel like they were a team. I felt it was more individual. And it happens, and it happens sometimes. And it was cool that they were a team the whole time doing team-like things. I liked that. That was neat.
Another fun scene was when Aquaman sat on Asso.
On Asso?
On the lasso.
On the lasso.
On the lasso. Oh,
yeah, sure. It's like, yeah, I don't know if it's just my, you know, my emotions and not doing those.
And if I'm being honest, I really don't want to die. I got shit to do. I'm young.
Right.
All right. That so was pretty funny. Two things I'll bring up for you guys to discuss, and you know, just throw it out there. Critics don't like this movie. 41%, pretty bad.
Surprise, surprise.
Audience actually liked the movie, 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, which, and I guess 41 is not terrible. It's not as bad as Superman v. Batman. And also, it made $300 million worldwide.
I thought it wasn't going to do well.
That's not well.
That it only did terrible. $93 million opening.
Yeah, it's up to 307 worldwide. It was, what, 700 to make or something? And it did not do well.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
So it might not even make its money back.
Huh. Why is there such a curse on DC?
That's one of the things I want you to discuss. Is this blowback from Batman v Superman? Is it that people don't see movies? Is it people are done with comic book movies? What is it?
Well, they know it's... They did show that it was a continuation of the Batman v Superman storyline. Like, it was, and it also, like, the previews didn't hide that or anything, you know? Right. It's not like they were, like, all new DC reboot kind of sales pitch. Like, because that actually, honestly, I bet you if they wanted to make money and they did that, that could have worked. If they said, like, new DC is trying something new and they, like, put a lot of energy in promoting that fact that, hey, we're trying to start fresh. But it wasn't. It was a continuation, which I think hurts if most people didn't like what it was continuing. You know what I mean? Like, who goes to that? Who would go to the follow-on to a movie that you didn't like? Like, a lot of people would say, nah, I'm going to skip that one.
Sure.
That's sort of a questionable choice, honestly.
Yeah, that's...
business-wise, you know?
Okay, so I just had a thought. If you notice all of the Marvel movies, Iron Man, fucking whatever, they all have, like, they did the same thing that Star Wars did back in the day, where they got merchandising. They have toys, toys, right? How many toys do they have out there for Superman? How many toys do they have out there for...
It was quite a bit.
Yeah, actually a good amount. Yeah.
There was quite a bit at Target.
I fucking look all the time for Aquaman shit. There's no Aquaman shit.
Well, there's a reason for that.
It's a little bit of...
I think
when it comes to DC, it's the Holy Trinity. It's Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman. Everybody else is just kind of... So if they're going to do marketing, they're going to do toys, they're going to hit those three up more than they will Aquaman.
So
Aquaman is like the Jar Jar Binks of marketing.
Says you.
There you go.
I was waiting for a comeback. Come on.
I'm just saying that...
Target. $8.
Yeah. Aquaman. One figure.
Dude, go to Toys R Us, type in Superman. There's 896 results. Type in Batman. There's 446 results.
Right.
I'm just saying that they don't market the toys like they do market...
Okay.
Like Iron Man Incredible Hulk.
I don't think the toys make movies successful. I think they have a read on how well a movie's going to do based on all kinds of data. And then the toys are in part because of how well the movie's going to do and how well people are going to like it. Like, I actually think that's true. There's less toys because they probably knew this wasn't going to do amazing.
Well, they originally had this projected at about a 130 opening weekend domestically, and it came in at 93, so something was off there. I think it is some. There was some blowback going on. I think some of it was critics. I also think some of it was we're going to hold off and not let anybody publish a review until the day before it opens. I think it all just kind of played a role. Like, if you hear, the Warner Brothers is not going to let a review come out on this movie until the day before it opens, you're already kind of picking up a negative connotation on it. Now you're like, oh, do I really want to go see it? Well, I'm going to wait and hear other people think about it. And then the critics come out and they're like, hey, well, you know, it's not Marvel and maybe it's a little bit better, but you know, Zack Snyder's influence is still there. So, but then you're getting the word of mouth from people like us that are like, hey, it was good. It was enjoyable. It was fun to go and see. So
all I'm really saying is that toys help get like kids involved, right? They gets like yeah, your first movie's not going to do very well, but you get the marketing out there to say, hey, we got all these fun toys. The kids are going to want to go see this.
Sure. You can't...
Driving up your revenue.
That seems fine. Wonder Woman made 103 opening weekend. It beat this movie.
Yep.
Seems a little weird being that Wonder Woman's in the movie. You think that maybe Wonder Woman got some push from being a female director and female... that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think so. That's not shocking, and I bet you the reason that they made is what they did probably had a lot to do with the success of Wonder Woman. Like, if Wonder Woman sucked, this movie would have made like $6. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you know, that was probably the biggest draw is the people that liked Wonder Woman, and then the diehard fans that were going to watch it no matter what.
Yep.
But they were kind of screwed, which is too bad.
So this movie goes on. Let's say it makes another $200 million. It ends up losing a little bit. Do we get a Flash movie still? Do we get an Aquaman movie still? I mean, the Flash they've been having issues with. So
we know we have three movies for Warner Brothers that are booked. They have release dates. That's Aquaman, Wonder Woman 2, and the Shazam movie. Everything else that they've talked about does not have a release date on the books. So. I mean, it'd be pretty simple for them to kind of
sweep them under
wipe
the rug.
Their hands and walk away. I mean, Aquaman is done post-production. They're done. They're ready for, you know, doing their CGI work and go. So I think we'll see that movie. But Wonder Woman 2, they haven't started production yet.
Right.
Where's the whole Gal Gadot going, well, Brett Ratner's still involved, I'm not doing this.
I think that's immune, honestly. I think Wonder Woman movies are immune to anything that's happening here because she's shown she can make money based on if you make it off kind of a female thing, you know? So I think that's okay.
So we'll have those two. I think Shazam is kind of...
I think Shazam's going to get destroyed, quite frankly.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to make any money. They better put that at like a $60 million budget because people don't know it, you know? And it sounds... Yep. Quite frankly, if you're not a comic book fan, it sounds kind of stupid, right?
Well, I agree.
And it's not like Ant-Man, right? Like, nobody knew really what was Ant-Man. All of a sudden, the word of mouth got on it.
It's also Marvel.
Marvel, yeah.
But that's where I was headed, was that it was Marvel. So what the formula was, we knew walking in would be great. Here, we're just kind of,
I don't know what's going on. Marvel can put out Poop Man, for Christ's sake, and people will go see it. They're like, oh, really? Poop Man? Never heard of it, but it sounds delicious.
So Dave put up that a bunch of this guy started a petition. It's got 32,000 signatures on it for Warner.
It's 111,000 right now.
A petition for them them to release a full Zack Snyder cut of this, basically the full cut, which you know they've done before, the longer cut of this, but. It would be interesting to see because it was always my like weird, like if I was a super rich guy scenario, have a really good guy direct or write a really good script, right, and then have like cool filmmakers direct the same script but how they would do it differently. Mm-hmm. So we would literally be seeing like how scenes are different directed by different people, by Joss Whedon versus Zack Snyder, and just to see how different it is. And this would probably be the darkest movie ever, and Ryan would love it.
I actually think I would like it better. And you know, I was actually thinking about that with the cohesiveness with the previous movie. You know, when they're showing the parademons and they're like nightmarish hell scenes of that, like, I think this movie did not carry forth that sort of emotion to the villains, if you will. Like, it was kind of like, Booyah, Steppenwolf, he's got these little dudes, they're minions. Superman's alive. Bada bing, bada bang. We're there. You know what I mean? Like where they had built up this premonitions of a dark future with parademons, and I think they missed the opportunity to like have that be revealed in an epic way, in the same epic way that they foreshadowed it.
Okay.
But yes, all that booyah, that was a callback to the Teen Titans.
Teen Titans Go.
Yep, and that's his catchphrase in that animated series. So basically, this, all the little things that you probably don't like are callbacks to other little things.
No, that booyah was not. Movie. That was me using it as in like it happened quickly. No, sorry.
Okay, because that was like at the end when Cyborg was like booyah.
Oh
yeah,
no,
that's
no,
like
no.
His catch. That's his catchphrase. So a lot of the little things that I think Ryan doesn't like are callbacks to other versions of the characters and stuff like that.
Oh, that's funny.
I think they had to do a 180 on their storyline. Like, I think they were completely building up to Darkseid, because one of the things, and it was either here or a different article I was talking about, one of the cutscenes at the end was supposed to be Steppenwolf coming back to Apocalypse and Darkseid actually, like, mad at him for failure and you know, pretty much killing him. But instead of that, we get the Lex Luthor scene, setting up the Injustice League, maybe. So I think they had to do a 180 whole storyline, because they're just like, I don't know if this is going to work.
Maybe, sure. It's a good thought.
They just had to change thoughts, and that's maybe why they had to cut some scenes from the movie, and why it seems a little disconjointed. I don't know.
Okay.
Like me, if I'm DC right now, I jump on the gun of making a Superman movie. Not a Man of Steel 2, Superman. Bright colored costume, get you in there, him saving the city, doing all kinds of stuff.
But what do you fight? What do you do?
His biggest enemy, fucking Brainiac, shows up, you know. You could bring in
Mr. Mixoplex.
Then you could lead in with like you could have like the hints of Kara Zor-El, Supergirl, because he captured, you know, Kandor City and stuff like that. You could have like you would start seeding the world so that like you could, that's what they need. They need to get on that. Shazam, I'm sorry, Rock. Shazam does have name recognition.
Yeah.
Boom. If you get
Rock's not even in the Shazam movie.
Right. If you get a Superman movie coming out in the next couple of years, like I'm saying, him doing good stuff, you might be able to save it. And then if you get simultaneously a year after that, you get a dark Batman movie of him being a detective, fucking solving, like, against, like, the Riddler, but the Riddler is, like, a fucking Dexter Morgan-y kind of guy, you know, like, tons of clues, straight up murdering people, really dark, or like a Seven, and then it's, so now you have the two sides, now you can get Ryan liking all the darkness, and then the people who love Superman getting all the light.
Okay, now, hold on, so they kind of made some hints in this movie about him not wanting to do this forever, and he needs to move out, and he needs to move on, he's only mortal. I think they said once, like, you can't do this forever, and he's like, I can't do this now. Yep. Are they transitioning Ben Affleck out? Are they like, because he's even said he doesn't want to do it. So are they making?
He's looking for a graceful exit.
Right. So are they thinking? I mean, we can all think of scenarios, Flashpoint, shit like that. Is that what they're kind of starting to put in already, or is that just something they decided that was always in there and they're just going to do with it?
I think they need to not be executives as much and let Geoff Johns, a guy who's been writing comics for 20 years, who's crafted some of like the best storylines in Green Lantern and is like crafted huge storylines and all this stuff, like they need to let him go, hey, what do we need to do to
fix this?
Here's the base, sorry. Here's the base of what we get. This is the characters we have. Here's all the movies we have. Without retconning movies that happened one movie ago, how can you lead us in a direction that will fix the things we want to fix, make us different enough from Marvel so we're not stepping on their toes and copying them, because everyone's going to say you're copying them. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
Okay.
Like, you need to let guys who've been doing this for a lot of years do this. Get a couple of them. Get a couple of guys who are really good writers to flesh this all out and then say, here's how much money you have. We're not going to touch your shit. We're not going to say, hey, ooh, we're not going to get in there and executive the shit out of this and edit it all up. We're going to let it happen and, you know, and step back and let that happen.
And that's what Marvel basically did, right? There was that big thing a while back where somebody got fired for being an executive and shit. And
yeah.
Yeah, so they did a good job. Yeah. Okay. All right, so what do you think?
I like.
I think they can fix it, but it's going to take time. And someone to say, I mean, there's some heads that'll probably need to roll, and they'll start.
Right. Fixing. They have a good Wonder Woman movie. That's great. You need a good Superman movie and a good Batman movie. You need to be the three base. You need the big three. If you can make a good one of those, of each of them, then you have a lot of leeway. Like, people will give you a lot of leeway to do other weird stuff. If they know, okay, we know you can make a good Batman movie, a good Superman movie, and a good Wonder Woman movie. We'll give you a bunch of leeway with. We'll jump on these journeys with the fucking Martian Manhunter, and the Flash movie, and the fucking Cyborg standalone movie. We'll jump on that because we know that you can do these other things really well.
Okay. Last thoughts on DC. Go ahead, Adam.
I honestly think if they do the Flash or Cyborg, I think it'll die like a horrible flaming death.
Hmm. Okay. I guess we will see. Time will tell. We did like an hour on Justice League, so what else going on in the world, and let's make it quick.
All right. Well, one thing on December 8th, Ryan will be more interested in this. They are releasing the new Magic set, which is the Unstable set, which is all the weird cards or weird variations of cards that they've had throughout history and stuff like that. They're basically like, remember that card we had where it's like the Chaos Orb or whatever, where you tore it up into pieces and dropped it from 5 feet above?
It's like unglued again?
Yes, but they're all making all... There's some weird-ass ones where it's like, there are cards that are half cards that you can mix and match with other half cards, where it's like, oh, the front half of a rhino, and it says, like, whenever this creature blocks, comma, and then it, like, you mix it with, like, pony, half rhino, half pony, and then it says, like, so this says, whenever this creature blocks, you mix exile target non-horse creature you control, then return it to the battlefield under the owner's control, and stuff like that. So it's really some really interesting, weird things.
Yeah, it's very much like the unglued set. So they won't be tournament legal, they won't be standard legal or anything like that, but if you want some money-making advice, buy the lands. The lands are always worth a shitload of money. I don't know why. They usually do like full art lands that are pretty cool that you can only find in those sets, and they become pretty chase. So.
That's cool. Check that
out. Why would you rip up a card?
Because that's what the game was back then. It was 94 and nobody knew it was going to be worth money.
I don't think people necessarily played. Like, I think those were kind of like Garbage Pail Kids. And like, it wasn't a game. You just looked at them and were like, haha, that's funny. Because you recognize, hey, this is a funny card, you know. Sure. They were joke cards.
But there was one actual card that said, hold it 8 feet above it or whatever and flip it, and whatever it lands on is destroyed. That was an actual card.
Yeah, yep.
Like, you would never do that with any card that's worth money today.
No. Well, then there was one that said, tear this into pieces and drop it, and everything it hits is destroyed.
Right, but I think that was an unglued card, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an unglued card.
Right, so...
Yeah, like, they have a black card that's one black, and it's a Hangman. He's a 1/1, but as Hangman enters the battlefield, secretly note a word that has 6 to 8 letters. One colorless, the target player who doesn't control Hangman guesses the noted word or an unguessed letter in that word. If he or she guesses wrong, put a +1/+1 counter on the Hangman. Any player may activate this ability. When the player guesses the noted word or all of its letters, sacrifice Hangman.
Yeah, it'd be fun to draft. It's coming out as a draftable set, which is nice. So,
I mean, that's kind of interesting.
They're coming out with the big boxes. Remember how they had that set? What was it? Specifically designed as a draft set.
Yeah, it was like Conspiracy or something.
Yeah, Conspiracy. So they got that, and they also just are sending. They're selling like 3 booster draft boxes, so packs. So you just buy 3 packs, you draft with them with friends and stuff like that. It'd be fun to draft because it'd be fun and interesting. And I get all the
cool.
Lines.
Right. Like extremely slow zombie. It has last strike. This creature deals combat damage after all other creatures have.
See, those are totally joke cards. I mean, they're playable joke cards, but they're
right.
First and foremost a joke, second, playable. Which is, I think it's pretty funny.
Yep.
Hey, did you guys see there's like the Steam Autumn sale going on?
Yeah, yep. 10 things on sale. Nothing that it was good enough to buy, unfortunately.
That's exactly what I thought too.
I bought 2 things.
Ooh.
So this is like a rare, like one, my Shogun Shadow Tactics went on sale for the most it's ever been on sale that I've seen, which is 50% off. And that game's pretty cool looking. It's like Commandos 2, old school, pretty cool. And then also, like, the Steam Link. I think you have this, Dave, don't you?
What's that?
The Steam Link.
Oh, yeah.
It's the hardware thing that connects your computer to your TV.
$20, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on sale 90% off now for $4.99.
Yeah, I picked it up. Yeah, that's when I picked it up. They did this once before, a while back. About six months ago, it was 90% off, too, and I picked them both up, the Link and the controller. I've never hooked them up because it doesn't find it properly, so maybe that's one day, Dave, you can do that. You can hook it up for me.
like, in the controller, the controller's all right, but a PlayStation controller works fine.
Well, yeah, I had already bought the PlayStation controller to play my little soccer game and to play Gauntlet. So I had the controller, so I thought, like, $4.99, I might as well give that a shot. You know, that's like a bargain.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
It runs most everything, and most games, it says, like, here's the most common of the 12,000 variations on the controller setup. Here's the most common one that
that's
most
cool.
people use.
I like that.
But if you want to change it, go for it. Feel free. Do whatever you want. We don't care.
That's cool. That is very cool. So that'll be fun. That'll be a fun little project one of these days. Give that a shot. Play some game.
I didn't look at things that were not in my wish list. I bet you there's some okay ones as well that are not in my wish list that are decent, but... No, I just got a bunch I haven't played yet as well. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. I hear that.
All right, cool.
Good job, Brian. I'm glad
this one's for Ryan. Makers of Pokemon Go. Making a Harry Potter version.
Really? What the fuck's that mean? You're going to find like
some spells. Learn some spells. Battle some monsters.
I probably won't play it, honestly. I'm not a Pokemon franchise person.
Well,
or not Pokemon.
Harry,
I mean,
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
You're too old for that. You're not a.
No, but you liked your Pokemon Go.
I did like it. I do think it's interesting. I'm quite curious on how they're going to pull it off and do the whole, you know, augmented reality idea with a different thing. That'll be interesting to figure out. But Harry Potter, no, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, you could have watched a whole bunch of MST3K on Twitch today.
It is turkey.
It's all done now.
You got the marathon all day. It's pretty much done now. I think it's East Coast. That's what Amy told me. She's like, hey, it's Thanksgiving. We can watch MST3K. I was like, yeah, if we got Twitch on, but we can't otherwise not.
Wait, why can you watch it? I don't understand this whole what you're saying. These words are not coming together.
The marathon used to be on TV, right?
Yep.
So you could watch it on Thanksgiving all day long. You could just turn MST3K and it's always on. Now it's on Twitch all day on their Twitch channel. So
oh, really?
If I can't put it on the TV because it's not there unless I have Twitch on my TV.
For how many years has this been true?
A really long time, dude.
Fuck. Put it this way. When I remember, like, one of my earliest memories of a Thanksgiving is driving home to change the tape so I could tape 6 more hours of the Turkey Game Marathon. So that was probably when, like, 94, maybe? 90, something, 95. And they stopped it, what, 8 years ago? Something like that? So
let's see. As according to Wikipedia, they have been doing this, the Turkey Day Marathons, from 1992 onward.
That's the first time I remember it. So,
yeah.
And it's they say onward because it's been continuous, but they've only been doing it on TV, I think, for... like 20 years or something. Like that. But anyways, it's a staple. It's a staple in my world. So.
I wish I knew that. I think my requirement has always been that football's on.
Oh.
I think that's a common thing. In every... Always.
For non-cool football. People, I guess.
I guess. I didn't know there was an alternative.
One
I don't know if there would have been. People would have probably wanted to watch football.
One note that I got from Joy today was... I'm glad you don't like watching football.
I think the Vikings were on today, but I don't watch them anymore because Ben Lieber's not on the team anymore. So
it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I love it. But
okay, briefly talk about these two that are funny on the side here, and then we can be done. I see something about an archer and something about a penis.
Archer?
Yeah. This is expert archer.
Oh, yeah, basically there's this archer who's a really great archer who can curve arrows.
Wait,
like,
around
the
target.
Like, oh, that was freaky. I would never let anybody
like,
do that.
He, like, lets people, like, he's been doing it for years and years and years, and he says, like, do not do this. Do not do this. Do not do this. And will shoot around people. Like, he
around corners.
He can curve the bullet, but arrows.
Like, it's not like a 90-degree curve. I mean, it's like it arcs outward and comes in to go around
things. It must also be with, like, how he configures the feathers or something. Otherwise, yeah. I don't understand how it's possible. Huh.
But, yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to watch.
What I'm figuring now is whenever I build an archer in Dungeons & Dragons, straight line does not mean a thing. It's like a round cover. Don't worry.
It's Ryan line of sight.
Yeah, if Ryan builds an archer, line of sight never means anything.
Curve the bullet.
Well, it's anybody that shoots anything.
That's pretty cool. And then the USA Navy they were flying aircraft and drawing lines, and they're drawing penises in the sky.
Wait, what? Yeah. Explain that more. Yep.
So,
Navy pilot thought it'd be fun to draw a penis in the sky and did so and didn't realize how much trouble he was doing it.
And basically, the U.S. Navy has confirmed there is zero training value in drawing penises in the sky.
It would have been better if they did this like over North Korea. Like, it just drawing penis in the sky.
Yeah, instead of over Washington. America,
or over the White House. That would have been amazing. I think he would have been shot down.
Right. Let's hope. That's funny.
Huh. No, but Adam, what is this thing? One last thing. This is
one last thing? Hold on. Ryan's we got to copy this and put it down on the bottom because...
Oh, Ryan can actually see it?
Ryan can't see it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what is this
video entitled "I Invented a Real Gravy Train"?
If you look, open it up and look at it, it's a guy who made a train that squirts gravy on plates in the middle of it. It's awesome. I don't know how he did it, but
I don't know. Pretty cool. Your definition of awesome might be off a little bit.
I think it's pretty funny because it's a gravy train.
Pretty cool. It looks like he made stuff with, you know, CNC machines, shit like that.
It's probably. Whatever. Oh, I don't like this one. I don't like it at all.
He used 3D printers and made a device to squirt gravy all over everything.
Well, God, he's going a little ridiculous with it. It's shooting everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. So let's end there. Thanks for being with us. We're getting off the gravy train because fuck that. GeeksNextDoor, ftw@gmail.com is our email address. We did actually, we got something on the Facebook about 2 weeks ago, and we never responded to it. I feel kind of guilty about that. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Not a clue.
Fucking A. You guys, come on. I can't. Come on, man.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Come on. This is me stalling to pick it up. Come on.
I'm trying to remember. I think it was about something or else or otherwise.
God damn it. I got too many podcasts in here. Hang on.
read the room.
I think it was about this or that or whatnot.
I don't even know what that is.
That right there is the guy from EGA eating the shaving cream that Chris loves so much.
No, don't show that. Seriously.
Is that why Chris doesn't like shaving cream? Or whipped cream? Or any cream?
Pretty sure that's not the reason. Oh, well, we'll get it later. It was basically an awesome question that was directed at Dave that also had other things, but we'll get it next week. Yes, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com is our email address. GeeksNextDoor is our Facebook page. That's probably where you'll find the comment. And, you know, yes, these.
Well, there it is.
Bless you.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night. Bye.
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 Bye.